So calling out min ha-meitzah karasika, anani ba-merchavka, where out of the narrow places, the streets, I called upon Hashem, and Hashem answered with expansiveness. There comes a really, really important pasuk that we need to bear with us the whole time. Hashem li lo ira mayas li adam. Hashem is with me, I have no fear, because what can any person ever do to me? How can a person ever affect me? It's interesting. In the despair of the Galus, we can't see Hashem's full providence. We can't see Hashem's full name. He's not revealed b'shem yudke vavke. In fact, with Amalek, it says, Kiyat al kes ka, muhammad Hashem ba'amalek. That Amalek, so to speak, keeps Hashem's name as yudke and not yudke vavke. It's not truly fulfilled and present in this world. And therefore, min ha-meitzah karasika, anani ba-merchavka, that was with the yudke. But Hashem li lo ira, that's yudke vavke again. Because really, in the uppermost heavens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally involved. He is here, he is aware of us. So it's working on two levels, but we need to be conscious and cognizant of yudke vavke, and not just yudke. And therefore, my answer li adam, how can anyone ever affect me? Nothing can ever happen to me unless Hashem wants it to be so. Yes, that person might not have been allowed to do it. But essentially they're a shliach. If something happens to me, it means it's meant to have happened to me. If someone insults me, they weren't allowed to, but I only needed to go through that experience for whatever reason. And this cuts to the core of the Aseres Adibras, of the Sheish Mitzvot Tamidiyos, Lo Yelech Elohim Achirim Apanai. There's no other power other than Hashem. Hashem is the only power. Everyone else, they are literally just pawns. They're just fulfilling Hashem's will. So no one else can really harm me. I go through experiences because Hashem wants me to go through those experiences. They're there for my good. They're there for my benefit. They're there for me to learn from. To deepen my experience as a human being, to make me a more sensitive person, maybe to bring me down a peg or two, whatever the reason might be. This foreigner says something even more powerful than that. Mayas ali adam, what can any human being ever do to me? Even an entire nation cannot overwhelm me or tear me from my faith. Avram HaIvri puts that into our DNA. Called Avram HaIvri, Avram from the other side, because essentially he's on one side of the metaphorical Mirit River. Everyone else is on the other side. Echad Haya Avram. He was a unique individual. It didn't bother him that the rest of the world were against him. Everyone said he was crazy. He had no support system. He was being pursued. Nimrod would do anything to get Avram to renounce his faith and had all the mechanisms of state at his disposal. Avraham Avinu holds strong, powered by the clarity of his own convictions. Even before Hashem's ever spoken to him, Avraham knows what's true. No one has the ability to knock him off course. If it was true for Avraham Avinu, how much more so for us? We have witnessed the miracle of Jewish survival. We are aware of the truth of Torah through our intellects. Our ancestors have seen Nisim v'Niflois. Stay strong. My ass is the Adam. There's nothing anyone can do to take away our emunah.